Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Northfield Hospital and Clinics is planning another expansion, this time to their clinic space and birthing center. CEO Steve Underdahl and COO Jerry Ean presented to the Northfield Council on Tuesday. They explained the growth of the OB department in particular. City Administrator Ben Mardig commented this week.
They have 550 births a year that they can do, so it's pretty large for a community our size to have that number of births. And they'll be able to go over 750 a year if they do the expansion, which would kind of be a two-level expansion off of where they have the OB currently.
The clinic expansion would be directly north of that existing space. It's a $13 million project. The hospital board will be discussing and likely taking action next week. As a city-owned hospital, it will then go before the Northfield Council for approval. If all is approved, they're looking at beginning construction in the spring. They intend on using cash reserves, so there would be no debt. Underdahl told council that prospective parents are shopping around for the place they want to give birth. They're seeing patients from the surrounding areas, but also much further out. As for the clinic, he said they're running out of space for physicians and programs. Underdahl mentioned that technology is changing the medical industry in that millennials would much rather talk with a doctor via a device.
In fact, they said, if you please don't make us call you on the telephone, because they don't want to talk to us on the telephone. So they want to be able to interact with us in other ways. And I think it is very likely that within the next 5 years, there will be a lot of ways that people will interact with their providers that don't require them to come, and sit in front of them in an exam room.
Unless it gets to that point. This will come back to council in December. A Faribault man determined to make contact with another vehicle was arrested on Wednesday. According to the criminal complaint, Rice County deputies responded to a report of a vehicle being chased by another. A deputy caught up with a silver sedan chasing a white Toyota at the intersection of 6th Avenue Northwest and 4th Street. Activating his lights for a traffic stop did nothing to stop 19-year-old Muhammad Kadar Diab Muhammad, who continued driving, pulling ahead and swerving to hit the Toyota. That car was able to move out of the way before contact. The deputy then activated his sirens, but Mohammed kept going. At 2nd Avenue North, he attempted to make a right turn at a high rate of speed and spun out in the intersection. Mohammed was instructed to get out of the vehicle at gunpoint. He was taken into custody, charged with fleeing a peace officer, a felony. His initial court appearance is December 14th. He's requested an interpreter. And the Northfield Council was asked to support the Rice County Community and Justice Council. They've been working on it since about 2016. Yvette Marthaler, who has worked in the Social Services Department for about 25 years, is named the coordinator for the Justice Council. She spoke before the Northfield Council this month, explaining that it's a way for the decision makers of the varied departments, such as law enforcement, judges, social workers, and more, to more effectively present their initiatives to the group.
Hopefully get support, and then that information goes out to the different agencies. For example, Mark Shaw is working on a new program, Social Services Interceptor Program, which is going to work with people in the community with law enforcement and try to help people before they get to the point where they're incarcerated or in jail.
They've asked for a commitment of time from Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson and or staff, as well as the mayor or representative to attend the quarterly meetings. The council approved the resolution to participate in the Rice County Community and Justice Council. News from around the state is next.